time now for 90 Mile View, the series that gives us glimpses into the lives of folks who live and work in worlds which may be different from our own. Amy Farrand is a Kansas City singer-songwriter who joins us by phone from Austin, Texas, as part of the Midcoast Takeover Showcase, which spotlights Kansas City music in Austin during the South by Southwest Festival. Amy, thanks for taking time to talk with us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Well, I'm well, thanks. And you're in the second day of the takeover. How are things going so far? Any glitches down there?
Well, there have been some technical glitches, but the team is used to that sort of thing. They can handle it pretty quickly.
Are you performing this week?
I will be playing two times on Saturday, but I will be an MC at least once every day of our showcase.
And that's your main role in all of this?
Yeah. I didn't have anything to do with the organization of it this year at all.
Yeah.
I'm just a talking head this time.
The last time we talked, you told me about the instruments you've made from salvaged materials that you came across. Did you take any of those instruments down to Austin?
Absolutely not.
Why not?
I wasn't going to do that this time. I have a solo acoustic set, and then I put a band together to come down here and play with this year. So that's pretty fun.
Now, I'm wondering how much time you're spending after hours playing with some of the Kansas City folks who've made the trek to Austin. What are you doing there?
Well, last night I played after hours with some Austin folks who were letting us stay at their house, so that was pretty fun.
Tell me about that.
We just sat up and played, and, everybody, you're pretty tired at the end of the day. At the end of the day, and you're running around and handling stuff the entire time, you just want to relax. It's a lot of work putting all that fun on for other people.
How late did you stay up last night playing?
Oh, I don't know exactly what time it was. I'm technically on vacation, so I don't need to see clocks.
There you go. Like mm-hmm. Well, did you go to South by Southwest because, you're expected to in a sense, or because you see it as, as something of a pilgrimage, a religious experience of sorts?
I wouldn't call it a religious experience. I have been down here several times. I think this is my seventh or eighth time. And I really love it. It's fun. It's a citywide party. It's a good time. And there's music everywhere you can point your body. It's just great.
I imagine there's a whole lot of good fellowship among many of the musicians. Am I right about that?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Describe that to me. Just there's a certain vibe. There's a certain camaraderie there that seems to work.
Well, I mean, it's exciting. Everyone's excited to be down here. Everyone's excited about the chance of meeting new friends and networking. And, it's a good time. Everybody has fun. I think fun is the ultimate goal with for everybody I know.
Yeah.
You're not working the thing. You're having a good time.
Hey, how did you get involved in the Kansas City presence at South by Southwest this year? How did you get involved there?
Well, the core members are old friends of mine. And we started putting on giant shows together. I think 2004 was the first one. And there are three of us left from that core group who are involved with this. And of course, it's expanded. And other jobs have been delegated out to other people. We've found there's a really, really strong crew that handles this show. If anything goes wrong, you can be confident that it's going to be handled in a very timely manner. It's gonna be taken care of.
Hey, how many hours a day is the music playing down there at this festival?
Well, our showcase is 12 hours.
Wow.
12 to 12.
That's a lot of time, Amy.
It certainly is. You need sunscreen.
Yeah.
And coffee.
Well, singer-songwriter Amy Farrand is in Austin, Texas this week with the Midcoast Takeover Showcase during the South by Southwest Festival. Amy, as always, thanks for taking time and have a safe trip back, okay?
Thanks, Steve.
Coming up, Brian McTavish with your weekend to-do list.